Adrian Hewson, the Crohanili manager, you didn't do it the easy way there, but you got over the line in the end up.
Oh, that's for sure. Now, first half, you know, we played well, you know, and you know we were up 5 points, and second half we didn't come out and you know start the way to the first half, you know. But anyway, the boys stuck at it. Hey, we got over to the end.
Yeah, like the first half, you played some scintillating football. Christopher Barrett and Sean McBride inside. You did a lot of damage, and you were good value for your 5 point lead.
Oh, we were, without doubt. You know, we knew ourselves. We got the ball up quick. You know, to Barrett in the half four lane, inside the full four lane to McBride and Cobby. They're going to cause damage. You know, because you know Red Hughes are, you know, their defensive team. They're very good in the ball. You know, so the quicker we get the ball, the better for us. You know.
And were you complacent at half time, or what happened that you dropped off?
I don't know. I would say maybe the nerves just kicked off in the second half, more than the first half, you know. And you know, when you're going 5 points, and you know, Red Hughes maybe didn't start, you know, so they came out in the second half and started the cottage, we were off the hop, you know, in the second half. But no, thankfully we got over the line, you know.
Yeah, you went 23 minutes without a score, but then Eugene got a free, and Michael Mulhern came up the feed and landed a big score then to put you three up.
Aye, well, Mulhern has a habit of doing that right now. He got a goal in the semi-final for us, and actually in the quarter-final, you know, and he's a habit of coming up with these big scores. He went missing there for a while now, but anyway. No, but delighted, hey, absolutely delighted, all the boys, hey, it's been a tight old year, you know, and you know, all them boys who come together, hey, it was just been a privilege to manage them, you know.
Yeah, and you, Clohanili, always have a strong and vibrant reserve team. Can some of these fellas push on into the seniors now in the next couple of years?
Oh, without doubt, hey, you know, that's the reason, you know, we're there, you know, to produce players for the senior team, you know, and, you know, there's a lot of more young boys coming through from minor, you know, so it's looking positive for the future.